Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on Kaya 959.
That's important.
Yes.
I was thinking of Stan Culture.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was watching Wise Man Ncube. He's probably one of the biggest Kaizer Chiefs supporters in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And he had like a sock puppet and he was like talking to the sock. And it was funny.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I always see in stadiums, abantu, umuntu, akipu mkaba wake and write whatever. Afagu bra.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then, of course, we've got like, abantu basapo to Beyonce.
Mm.
We're not going to say much about
them.
I mean,
I traveled to Paris to go watch Beyonce.
You know what I'm saying? So it's Stan Culture. It's Stan Culture. Abantu babiza, abafundisi babangotidi.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where you love somebody so much. And I just want to know, what's the craziest thing that you have done to somebody that you love, like for somebody that you love, for somebody that you stan?
You know, for me, I've always thought I'm a little bit of a misnomer in the sense that I do not have anybody that I love that much.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I did hop on a plane and go to Paris, that was only because I wanted to see that particular concert. It wasn't because I would follow Beyonce around. No. When she was here in the country, I couldn't care less. Do you get what I mean? So I'm a bit of an... Yeah. I don't have anyone that I'm like, oh my God.
For me, it was Mom Winnie Mandela.
Really?
Yeah, no. And by the way, I met her at Macro in Crown Mines.
Yeah.
And then I froze. I couldn't
really?
Say anything. And it was just the two of us on the aisle. It
really?
Was just, I saw her, she was there, she wasn't picking anything from the shelves. She had somebody that was doing the picking, she would point and whatever.
Yeah.
And I was there by myself, it was her and I could not say.
Really?
Anything. I could not say anything.
Moses Mutsipe, I absolutely love her.
Mm.
Wendy Luhabe, Mam Luhabe, I love her. But I wouldn't be like, see you at a shopping center, I'm following you to every shop. No, I don't have
people,
that.
You know, people actually paint their houses.
Yes. Of course, I mean, I know people, there's a gent on I Blew It who used to follow Kaizer Chiefs everywhere in the country. Wherever they would play, he would literally be there. You know, there are people who love you so much that they would literally do anything for you.
I mean, I stop at calling Mfundisi Ngodedi. That I never understand that, but...
Oh, my stan moment, actually. Yeah. When I turned 30, Ntati Moshesh, a friend of mine organized for Ntati Moshesh to call me, and I didn't know her at the time. She called me to wish me a happy 30th birthday, and I had a massive stan moment. Because I'm like, wait, this is Ntati Moshesh calling little me!
And she's actually a very nice lady. She's a beautiful
I've
person.
Since learned. So yeah, that was my stand moment.
All right, I want to know, what is the craziest
Why are you
thing?
Looking at me like
oh yeah, what?
Because I want to know your stand moment.
I feel like it's
she follows
on the
me
other
around.
Side.
She follows me around.
Maybe she follows Rob Byrne around.
She follows me.
Maybe she follows Rob Byrne around.
Rob Byrne follows me around secretly. I honestly think so. In his chopper.
Like he just wants to know where Julie is.
Yes.
Give us a shout. What is the craziest thing that you've done for somebody that you love? May it be an artist or a soccer team or Umfundisi Wakho. Tell us. It's Kaya 959 on the street and on the air.
Hello, my player and Po and the team. Me, in 2023, I'm me 10 kilometers. Oh, I walked. Right. 10 kilometers up the Rhine just to see all the Kaya people. Mm-hmm. But I could go to Lobani or Sizwe. Oh, is there no calculator for me? That time, yo, my day was made. I took a photo with them. So that's how I love Kaya. Mm-hmm. Especially CZ, no calculator for me. People don't understand CZ. Give him a minute, I get him.
The fact that you have to explain. You have to explain it like, no, I'm tall.
I was about to say, the fact that she says, you know, no one else gets him, but I get him. She's a stan.
So my crazy one is the late Uncle Bob. Uncle Bob would move from every station and I would change stations. He moves to Metro, going to Metro. He moves into Kaya, going to Kaya. He moved to Power, went to Power. I don't know. It was just one of those things.
Mm.
And I recall the one time I saw him at Melrose And I was walking with a friend of mine, and I said to her, look, there's Uncle Bob. And she says to me, you wouldn't say hi to him. And I'm like, wanna bet? And I'm like, hi, Uncle Bob. And he's like, hello, girls. And that was me.
Oh, man. R.I.P. to Bra Bob. Oh, man. We miss you.
I love Cristiano Ronaldo so much that I think I would celebrate if he scores against South Africa. That's how much I love him.
I mean, I'm moving with Pep Guardiola. I mean, if Pep
Hamba, so then you're not a Manchester City supporter.
I'm a
Pep Guardiola supporter.
I'm a City supporter, but in the support another team, there will be no Pep. That's all I'm saying.
I used to say that about Messi. I don't care for American soccer.
But, or is it?
I don't, no. No.
Keep those voice notes coming. Sky959 and Streeton on the air.
While we're on that soccer tip, but if I had to meet the original Ronaldo, R9 from Brazil, I think I'll pee my pants. Or even that Brazil team here. Yeah, we won 98 to 2002. Over Ronaldinho, over Rivaldo. I'd pee my pants.
Wow.
But wait, what is it with older soccer fans that they believe, would say, football has gone to the dogs?
I sort of understand. It's because it's less emotive. Like, for instance, when there is a goal that is scored, you can't celebrate immediately. You must wait for VAR just to be absolutely sure. So it just, it's, there's a little, it's become too tactical, it's become too technical. I suffer.
The way I have such a spiritual connection with my pastor, I even left the church because now the congregants were starting to misinterpret the whole thing, thinking that so I even decided, well, you know what, I love this person so much. By the love of God, with the love of God. And we are so connected, like we have everything in common. So I decided, you know what, for the sake of peace, for the sake of his wife to be okay, let me just vamoose. But I haven't left God, I just left the church. Still trying to find my feet.
And we kill a person, Linda. You know, we need to have another topic and talk about this voice note.
The craziest thing that I've done, my Blair, was to literally walk inside Brayu Masikela's rehearsal space, the State Theater. And I remember very well, I was younger then, when I was in my early 20s. And I think they were taking a small little break. And then I just went to Brafana, the bass player, and then I requested for a lesson there and there. And little did I know, many years later, Nicky Blumenfeld hooked me up, no Brahu. And then I reminded Brahu, but you remember I was once that lighty that just stormed in your rehearsal space and all of that. And then he started laughing. He said, yes, I remember you, you know, because of how inspired I was. You know, by that whole band, including the late Brayu, you know, may his soul continue to rest in peace, man.
I actually love that for you.
I love
that's
it.
That's going to get what you want. I love that.
So the craziest thing I've done for for someone I love, so back in the day, I knew that Ubonang drove a white G-Wagon. So every time you want to eat a G-Wagon, a white, they answer show what's in your head. Till today, I've never even seen Ubonang. Imagine, guys. Great show. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much for all the voice notes.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.